This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Day one of NFL free agency 2025 is in the books. And oh man, if you like uncharacteristically aggressive shopping sprees, then you are going to absolutely love what the New England Patriots did, because they, much like a lot of the players they signed, absolutely crush it. Are we back? I'm thinking we might be back. Fitzy, Deuce, six rings. Let's go.
Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. All the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
Adam Vinatieri moves a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers. This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Now that is how you get back when I think you get back. What's up, everybody? Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here from WEEI, the afternoon show, Six Rings, and so much more, alongside one of the originals, my guy, back in the way back of the old Foxborough and Friends, Pat Show and more. Now, of course, he is the pride of Patriots.com, heard regularly on Patriots Unfiltered, Tuesday through Thursday. Mike Deuce Dussault. Deuce. I was just thinking all day long yesterday. Everyone panicked. Ronnie Stanley signed Saturday back with Baltimore. Oh no, I don't think they're going to be able to get a top wide receiver target. It's all over. Go home. 2025 season has been canceled. Pat's got off to a slow start. Oh no, Milton Williams might be signing with the Panthers. And then the floodgates open. And a day that I got to feel was absolutely a dream day for a football fundamentals defense forward, win in the trenches type of guy like you. You must have absolutely just loved what the Pats did on day one.
I definitely liked it a lot. I mean, look, I think they kind of had to do some of those moves going into the day yesterday, you know, with news of Godshaw getting traded to New Orleans. They just had no defensive front. And I mean, I think anybody who, you know, will tell you they believe in defense believes it starts up front. So, I mean, I think the Milton Williams signing, just it had to be done. I'm glad they were aggressive. Like you said, it sounded like the Panthers were going to nail them, and the Patriots swooped back in. And I think it was a move, like I said, that they had to make. They had to make a centerpiece. You got uncertainty with Christian Barmore. They got some solid players on defense. I think that's the biggest takeaway from yesterday, was you just had to reestablish a baseline for your defense. You were missing your defensive line. You didn't really have any edges. You get Harold Landry. So they've really added, I mean, I think four starters to the defensive side of the ball over the last 36 hours, which is, yes, it's definitely exciting to get the new players. You'd love to not have to remake your defense on the fly the first day of free agency, but I think they made some really good moves, some aggressive guys like they talked about, you know, just real aggressive football players, physical guys that I think are going to fit Mike Vrabel and Terrell Williams, what they want to do on defense.
Yeah, I feel like all the guys they signed yesterday absolutely resemble and embody everything that Williams, and especially Vrabel, since we know him better from his playing days and coaching days, they resemble their style and the tone that they want to bring to the team, to the field as well. And I think for everyone out there that obviously we all coveted a left tackle that has not been acquired yet, even if Morgan Moses perhaps gives it a flip and a switch and tries to play left tackle, though it seems like right tackle may be better suited for him. And we all have our apprehensions about signing right tackles and trying to make them play left tackle because it hasn't worked around here in about a half decade. And there's no elite wide receiver one just yet. Who's going to be Drake's primary target at wide receiver? Rome is garbage. Yes, there's still work to do. I just want to remind everyone, A, free agency isn't over. And B, there's an entire draft to come. And what the Patriots did day one in free agency gives them now the agency to be able to seek out trades and other possible offensive targets and assets, and then focus heavily on beefing up your trenches, looking for developmental receivers, maybe getting one of the fast running backs in what is a really, really deep draft for tight ends and running backs as well. Let me ask you, who was your favorite of all these signings? Who was your favorite of the Patriots day one 2025 free agency acquisitions?
I mean, it's got to be Williams for me. And I try not to get too attached to these guys before free agency, Fitzy. It's like the draft. I think over the years you learn.
You
like,
know me. No crushes allowed. Guys, no crushes, right? Like, dudes.
I just want Ronnie Stanley. I love him so much. And then he's gone. You know, so you got to be a little bit careful. So I try not to invest too much in these guys before they're signed. But really jumping into him last night, he just plays with a motor. You know, I think he's kind of the player that we kind of hoped that Christian Barmore could be, that kind of disruptive energy upfield. But diving into him last night, just there was, you know, one particular play that stood out to me. Just, you know, he's on the backside of a play. It goes away from him, and he ends up making the tackle about, you know, 20 yards downfield. So just that kind of relentless pursuit. I don't think he can do it alone. I think they've got to add, and obviously they signed Tonga yesterday reportedly as well. So that's, you know, a little bit more of the big body guy that you'd put next to him. But I think we're all kind of fantasizing about, man, if Barmore can get back and Barmore can be healthy, these two guys next to each other, it's really the start of something really good, I think. So as I said earlier, you want to build the defense from the middle out, from the front back, and this guy is a great first piece to start with. And then I would just add, Carlton Davis, not that far behind. I think he's a really physical corner on the opposite side of Gonzalez. You've got a legit two outside guys now. It's something, again, you haven't had in a while around here. I think they've got the makings of some really good pieces on defense. Like you said, though, now it's about the draft and trying to really find those high ceiling guys to put around them and elevate them and really build this defense up, because they still need star impact playmakers. But Williams and Davis are good, really two good first steps around on that defense.
Yeah, right now the Patriots are primed to win and lose a bunch of 17 to 16 games in 2025 until they beef up the offense a little bit in the trenches, on the outside, and potentially in the backfield. Though word is that they might be a little higher on Ramondre Stevenson than a lot of us are after a 2024 that saw him start hot, but then kind of get dinged up and put the ball in the carpet too much. As far as Milton Williams goes, if he can bring this level of pursuit and nasty to the Patriots, now that he has been lavishly rewarded with the richest contract ever handed out by the Patriots, first guy, Deuce, to ever get more than $25 million a year as a member of the New England Patriots. If he can bring this kind of nasty, then the Pats defensive line and defense on the whole is going to be in good shape.
Promise you that. So here's Mahomes. What's he got left? Pressure again. Oh. Dak! Ball is out! And the Eagles have it! Milton Williams with a strip sack. Philadelphia.
A lot of us didn't know much about him prior to this Eagles postseason run, and then he just jumped off the screen in Super Bowl 59, kind of like the way Josh Sweat did. And between the two, Sweat gets 4 years, $80 million from the Cardinals. Patriots decided to go with old Vrabro, Harold Landry, also local BC kid as well, which is cool. A little older, maybe not as dynamic. But in Milton Williams, you may have just put the nastiest genie and uncorked the nastiest genie from a bottle in his prime, which, you know, an unloading God show. And bringing in somebody like this, you know, you hear it in the open, and it's a famous line from Vrabel now: we're going to remove entitlement. Everyone's going to earn the right to be here. He's now the third highest paid defensive tackle in football, big expectations from him. And like you said, if such a big word for only two letters, as Joe Namath famously said, if Barmore is healthy, you could potentially now have two nasty ass safeties in Kyle Duggar and Jabril Peppers, two top tier cornerbacks on the outside in Carlton Davis and Christian Gonzalez, and two space eating quarterback chasing gap penetrating defensive tackles in Barmore and Williams. Plus you've got Robert Spillane to just run around and pick up every tackle that all those six guys can't get. Like you said, those are the hallmarks of a pretty damn good defense.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still highlight the edge position as being a place where you need some juice. And I mean, I think you can find that, especially in the draft. There's a lot of guys, you know, even if you're not trying to develop an all-around defensive end that I think are in the higher part of the draft, there's, you know, guys that are going to be able to come in and get after the quarterback. But I still think that's a big piece they're going to need to add. But, you know, just some questions around Milton Williams. I mean, it's, you know, played 48% of the snaps last year, so he's, you know, not a full-down player. He's playing against Jalen Carter, who I think we all were like, holy crap, this guy is an absolute beast in the playoffs. So the questions are, how much did Williams benefit from that attention going to him, you know, as well as Jordan Davis? So I think those are good questions, but at the same time, like I said, I think Milton Williams plays the way that they want guys to play, and that's just hair on fire, aggressive, you know, right to the whistle, all that kind of stuff. So I just think he's going to be a real tone setter up front, and yeah, I think his role is going to have to expand a little bit, but I don't want to get carried away with, you know, the snaps that he's not going to play. I think the snaps that he is going to play, he's going to make, you know, a big impact. And, you know, you just mentioned Spillane. I mean, last year when Juwan Bentley went down, they were scraping the bottom of the barrel, trying to find guys that can
move. There was nobody.
Can make tackles. There was nobody. I mean, you know, and Christian Ellis, give him credit. He stepped up and, you know, did a pretty good job. But I think the thing you see with Spillane is that really solid insurance that, you know, he's a guy that played over 1,000 snaps the last 2 years, in both those years, over 300 tackles in that time. So, you know, I don't want to get caught away with the tackle machine. Sometimes those guys get it like, wow, it's a lot of tackles. But I think they need that kind of guy. He can run. He's physical. Just like I said with Williams, he's a tone-setting kind of a guy. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Bentley. But pretty easy to see those two guys playing together in a complementary kind of role. And it's just really good insurance to have Spillane when you didn't have that guy last year. And I think you really suffered for it.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And again, hard-hitting guys, nasty guys, fast pursuit, aggressive, hair on fire type of guys, and people that Vrabel is familiar with. Coach Harold Landry for years in Tennessee, had Spillane for a year as well. Said Mike Giardi on Monday, Robert Spillane is a badass, been healthy the last 2 years and tackled everything in sight, running backs, tight ends, QBs, the popcorn vendor. That was quote tweeted by old friend Brian Hoyer. And Hoyer, who played with him in Vegas, said, Spill is as tough as they come and the ultimate competitor. One of my favorite teammates from Vegas, great signing by the Patriots. And as far as Carlton Davis goes now, given the Patriots two top-tier cornerbacks as well, I don't know what that means for Marcus Jones. If Jonathan Jones is going to resign, does this elevate Alex Austin? We'll see. But you know one thing, when some of the best wide receivers in the league get a chance to say something about Carlton Davis, they say nice things.
Who's the best DB you've played against?
For me, I'll say Carlton Davis. Mm-hmm. Only reason why I say Carlton Davis because he was longer than I expected, you know what I'm saying, longer arms. And he ain't got no knee bend. He just hunched his back over and just played defense, you know what I'm saying? So I think I played him twice, too. So
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So there's the best wide receiver in the NFL, Ja'Marr Chase, likely to become the first $40 million wide receiver, saying Carlton Davis is as good as he has played. To the offensive side, Deuce, okay. Yeah, we got some. There's obviously some work to do. The two acquisitions day one, right tackle Morgan Moses, well-traveled veteran, big dude, 6'6", 300 and forever. If he does play right tackle and the new administration, which I don't believe should be beholden to any picks made prior to, not named Drake May, if they want a clean house entirely, because Vrabel has said as much, the team, they want to be game ready after free agency, and the team is likely going to look drastically different come August. You know, if they want to flush out a lot of those guys, then so be it. Moses is a big dude. Just imagine he and Onwenu on the right side. You know, if somebody runs to the outside, there's 700 something pounds out the way. We'll see. That could be another high quality veteran. And the one receiver they bring in now, there was some late harumphing from Pats Nation. But the funny thing was the Bills Mafia and other fan bases were all saying awesome get by the Patriots when Mac Hollins signed late on Monday night.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got some size and, I was fortunate enough to go out and watch the joint practices with the Raiders a couple years ago when it was Mac Hollins and Devontae Adams and Hunter Renfrow in practice. And I was really impressed with Mac Hollins. I mean, look, I know that was his most productive year of his career. I think he had 60 something catches under Josh a couple years ago. His second most productive year was last year with the Bills, where I think he had somewhere in the mid 30s in terms of catches. So, big body. And I think he just gives you a different option. And I mean, I think what we're seeing right now, when we say it, they're not going to be able to do everything in one fell swoop. And especially at the left tackle and the receiver, left tackle and star receiver positions, they're really hard to find. There's, a bunch of teams out there that are desperate to try to find those guys too. And it's going to have to be a process for the Patriots. Right now, it's just, I agree with what you're saying along the offensive line in terms of the wide receiver depth. Let's get as many of these guys into camp and let them compete and see who, responds to this new Josh McDaniels system, what he's going to ask of his offensive linemen. I mean, clearly there's a bunch of different body types along the offensive line now, but Morgan Moses just gives you a bit of stability that, let's face it, you haven't really had the last couple of years. You've had question marks at both tackle spots coming in. And just to at least say, look, if all goes, normal and nothing crazy happens, at least we know we have a right tackle. I'd love to see Caden Wallace compete for that spot. I don't know if they still have designs on Caden Wallace being the left tackle. Morgan Moses, like you said, is a little bit older. They gave him a 3-year deal. Doubt he sees the end of that deal. But if he can just provide some stability, he's been healthy. I think some good signings overall on offense, but there's a lot of work to be done, especially with the receiver group. You got to push the envelope a little bit. I'm not a pro to Stephon Diggs or anything like that at this point. Get somebody who moves the needle.
Yeah, because everybody wants Cooper Kupp, obviously. He has not officially been released yet. They plan to release him, but it feels like if somebody wants to swoop in and maybe offer up like a seventh at the last minute, you could probably secure his rights. And then, I don't know if you're going to, if he gets released, then you're not beholden to his contract. But if you trade for him, then you got to deal with the high price tag. So there's a little bit of a game of contractual chicken going on between Cups people, the Rams, and the rest of the league. I still think there's enough football in him that you bring in somebody like that who's well-versed, well-trained, clinical, surgical, when healthy, an adult in the room that can teach the rest of the guys how to get the most out of their receiving efforts. People keep wanting to try to trade for Jacoby Myers, to which I ask, cool, so would I. Forget about the should never have let him go part. Why would the Raiders let him go? He and Geno Smith probably could develop a connection just like that. I think he's an integral part to what the Raiders are going to want to do. Are there any other guys save for Steph Diggs, any other guys left in free agency? You know, Doug Marrone coached Cam Robinson at left tackle down in Jacksonville. Personally, I think I'd rather have a shark bite victim play left tackle than Cam Robinson.
Yeah.
And then wait for the draft. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the I'm going to mess his name up probably, but Onwuzurike, I believe from
Detroit. Levi Onwuzurike. Levi O.
I apologize for not getting it right. But, you know, he's another guy that has played with Terrell Williams. I think you'd need another, you know, defensive lineman, I'd add. It's hard to get excited about any of the tackles that are left. Like you said, I mean, Cam Robinson's a name, but is it really going to move the needle and be the answer? I don't know. So I'll still take some receivers, but, you know, at this point, I think the talent's really going to have to come from the draft, and I think they bought themselves some flexibility.
Yeah, there are a number of second and third round tackles. Ozzie Trapio.
Yeah.
Ursary did a nice job, especially when he had to go up against Abdul Carter a couple times as well. I think that they will probably focus their efforts. I do not think that they'll go for Will Campbell at four. I know there are fans in the building. I think I would prefer, they need blue chip talent. And I know we talked about it on the air a few weeks ago. Like, you sort of thought when we chatted at the combine, like, well, if Travis Hunter is there, make the case against Travis Hunter. I think it's awfully difficult.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, one of the top two talented guys in the league. I mean, if they told you the best cornerback and the best wide receiver is one guy, you know, I know that there's some complications trying to figure out how to fit him in, but he's a uniquely gifted athlete, and those are the kind of guys the Patriots need. It might not be the perfect fit. I'd almost make the same argument about Ashton Jeanty. I mean, one of the guys who's a game changer in the league, and no, you'd love that running back to be like the final piece that you put in. But I mean, a home run threat on offense. I mean, it's a legit weapon. And does that help Drake May? I think it might a little bit. So I think everything's on the table, really, up there at four overall.
Dude, I got to tell you, honestly, I would probably pee my pants just a little bit if they took Ashton Jeanty. That would just indicate, you know what? Yeah, we are just going best available. As David Saro, who's watching live on Facebook, as Deuce and I record the latest Six Rings, that he's massively talented and he's a home run hitter. There isn't an offense in the NFL that kid wouldn't improve on day one as well. So, you know, if somebody calls and says, hey, I saw two quarterbacks went and we want to either sneak up and get Sanders or grab the dart kid out of Mississippi, do you guys mind moving back a couple of slots? We'll give you an extra second. You then grab Jeanty early, you package those 2 seconds maybe and jump back into the end of the first round. If you want to secure that tackle of the future, that would be a dream come true. All right, so we'll wrap it up here because you got about 10,000 new players that you have to write blog, intro pieces about and prepare for your own radio show. Just final overall thoughts. It's not that we're back or like the Pats are back, but like right now it looks like we see the direction they wanted to go. I was not surprised. I got some pushback on the radio on Monday on this. I was not surprised they went defense first because that's where the best players were available. And yes, the Patriots defense should have been better last year. There were injuries aplenty. Then they end up filling it with Jags. Now they got a bunch of names. They have name brand aggressive defense to stake their claim as a 2025 football team on. And I don't think they want to just, you know, putz around and be content with 6-11 this year, Deuce.
No, I mean, this is, like I said, the moves they had to make, especially on the defensive front. They didn't have the guys right now. They had a lot of uncertainty there. So they put NFL players in there, NFL starters. You feel really good. It's a new baseline. Now it's time to get in the draft and hit those draft picks, add the talent, guys that are going to be game changers. But I think Mike Vrabel's really started to remake this defense and what him and Terrell Williams see it being. And so I think that's exciting. I'm excited to see what it looks like. It's going to be a lot different, I think, than what we've seen around here under, you know, Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo.
We got some real football people in the chat as we wrap up this edition of Six Rings and Football Things. Our pal Clazzy Claire Cooper across the pond.
Hi, Claire.
You would take the running back over the top TE? I know there's a lot of people are now like, oh, trade back a few spots and get Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State. Like, all right, he's going to be super good. I get it. Jason Brassard, I like the Mac Hollins pickup. Hollins opposite Schooler on special teams will be lethal. Holy Belichick-based football comment. I love it. And you know what? 9-8 with a last place schedule, very attainable if they continue this aggressive style of pursuing guys that fit the mold of the new Mike Vrabel era. Don't forget, folks, you can read him at patriots.com. Follow him on the tweet machine at MikeDussault19. And of course, you can always read his musings, analysis, and more at Patriots SixRingsPod.com. And you know where to find me, 2 to 6 on the weekdays, trying to squeak in a word edgewise. And of course, the Six Rings post game show coming up this fall in a season that is now more anticipated than just 48 hours prior. For Deuce, for everyone at Patriots.com, Gillette Stadium, where there is fear on the field to be found once again. Fitzy and everyone at WEI 2400 Sports and WEI. Thanks for listening to the latest Six Rings and football things. Free agency continues. Follow Deuce, follow me and everyone for the latest and greatest. And as always, thanks so much.
Let's go, Pats.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.